Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The PEO is holding its annual fundraiser. What is the PEO and how does it help women with their educations? Let's go in depth with Susan Hicks and Mary Kiefer with the PEO Knoxville. So Susan, can you tell us a little bit about PEO?
Okay, PEO is a women's organization that started in Iowa at Iowa Wesleyan College by seven girls that did not like the sorority situation, and so they started their own organization, and it has grown since then to be international, Canada, the United States, and then we have groups in foreign countries also that meet, and it's for promoting the education of women.
Okay, and Mary, is it most of the time or all the time? Is it for college women, or is it for high school opportunities too, just college?
The last 2 years of college, you have to have, 2 years left or
okay.
So.
For the program for continuing education. We also have high school star scholarships that in the past couple of years, we've sponsored our local high school girls to be recipients of the star scholarship. And that is for high school girls. So.
Are there any special criteria for any of these girls or young ladies?
Well, our group, I'm on the particular committee that helps pick those girls, and one of the other girls is Carolyn Jones, who's a guidance counselor at the high school, mm-hmm. And so she sees all the activities that those kids are in, and I've had some of them in classroom, and we go through any girls that might apply for it, or we look for girls that we think have done above and beyond unusual things and really fit the criteria, and then we nominate them in our group, or we have them voted on in our PEO chapter, and then we select one from our chapter to submit. That doesn't mean they're going to get the scholarship, but they're applying for it, and then sometimes they get a scholarship from our group too when they graduate.
I've sat here in this very room and talked to some of these young ladies before, and they're all high achievers, they're all smart, and they all work hard, don't they?
They, exactly. And we also, PEO owns a two-year women's college called Cotty College in Nevada, Missouri, and we have had several Knoxville girls go down and go to college down there. Our last one just graduated from Cotty and is at Dubuque, I think.
Yes.
The college that is in Dubuque. We have another young gal that has gone to camp down there, high school girl that has gone to camp for two summers, and she just told us at a meeting the other day she has stacks of colleges asking for her to submit her criteria, and she wants to go to Cotty for schools.
Oh, she has such a good experience. And she's our nominee for the Star Scholarship this year, that girl, particular young lady.
And then I bet these girls come back and then they continue with the organization and they help put other girls through college, young ladies.
Right.
Well, it's the girl that went there that got all these girls excited about it. The girl that we first sponsored to go to a summer program, the one that graduated from there, she was actually a counselor there when they came down in the summer, and she's the one that's talked these girls into coming down, and that's why the girl's going there next year, because of her. So,
where do these girls come from? How do they find out about PEO?
Usually from chapter members, people that we kind of keep our ears open as to prospects of people. By doing the fundraiser last year and having that in the radio, got a lot of people interested in realizing that there's money out there for people that need that help. The loan is a 3% loan, and so most girls and women, that's a good deal for them to get a 3% loan to pay off the bills. Continuing education is a grant, a maximum of $5,000, and that one you do have to be 2 years away from finishing your degree. And then we also have an Iowa project called the Project Fund, and that can be men, women, children who find themselves in a situation where they need money to pay the gas bill or they need money to transportation type thing, and that is a $5,000 max that they can get in 1 year's time.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Susan Hicks and Mary Kiefer with the PEO.
Well, you two made my day when you said that one of the girls had heard about this on the show that we did last year with Cheryl McCaskey.
That's correct.
That's
and so she was really excited. And she is then, since then, we got her first the continuing education, the PCE grant. And then we got her the Iowa fund, and then she ended up this year getting the loan because she had had a loan at 7.5% or 8%, and so she was able to receive all of the different fundings that we had available to her.
Starting last year, if I remember correctly, you ushered in what is now proving to be one of the big opening holiday events, right, with your holiday fundraiser. That was really well attended last year, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And this year it'll be in a new location because of our catering situation and our ability to have a handicap accessible and just something different, too.
Yeah, we're going to have it at the Sprint Car Hall of Fame. And everybody that participates or helps us we try to keep it local. The Next Chapter last year did our decorations, and they were superb. It was beautifully decorated. And then their Christmas items and other items that they brought from the store are available for purchase. The caterer this year is the Great Caterers of Iowa. She is actually her catering business out of Pleasant Hill, but they own Rib Shack, which is right next to it.
So I've been to events catered by them. That's really good.
Very good. So we're excited.
And then last year we had Somerset Winery do a wine tasting thing, or you could purchase a bottle of wine for holidays to give or whatever. But this year, since we have a new winery in town, we're trying to stay local. So the Nearwood Winery, which is located on the square, is going to do that part of the holiday
That's not
show.
Fun.
Yes.
This is a big deal.
It's
a
lot of fun.
A lot of people.
It is. We had 108 last year for the very first time or ninth.
Okay, so it's Saturday November 9th. At what time?
It's 10:30. The doors will open, and at that time they'll be able to see all the Christmas displays, see the clothing from Hall Tree that they have brought over, and we'll have a silent auction at that time. And then the luncheon, it will be served at 11:30, followed by a style show.
A style show.
Yes.
That's what all the ladies I talked to after last year's event, they really enjoyed the style show. What was so special about the style show?
Well, I was one of them, but it was one of the members. The members did it last year and this year too, but this year we have different people because they wanted me to do it, but I said, no, it's someone else's turn. So we actually have McCaskey coming back to be one of them, but the rest are all from our group, our chapter. And it was a lot of fun because, well, Hall Tree is the place. Hall Tree from Pella and Urbandale have the stores, but they're the ones that run the style show. And we go over there and try on the clothes and they help us pick out a couple outfits to style. And then they also are set up there that you can purchase them with a discount. And also anyone that attends can get a discount that day while they're set up at the luncheon.
Okay, so they bring a few things over.
Yeah, jackets. They had some really neat jackets last year, scarves,
jewelry,
so on. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
And, but very stylish clothes too. It's a neat shop to be able to have close enough to us, since we don't have anything here in Knoxville, mm-hmm. that it's nice to have something in Pella that we can rely on to help us out with this.
Well, you learn what's the latest thing in ladies' fashion, too. Is that part of it?
It is. She had some special jeans for women last year that were very comfortable.
Pants that didn't have, like, the zipper snap regular, just pull on, and they were, like, stretchy kind of, or different. Mm-hmm. They were really neat, though. Comfortable. Just different things. Mm-hmm. We also had some help from Iowa State Savings Bank. We want to mention them because Dave Hoke did a lot of our advertising as far as helping us get the stuff ready to post in the stores, mm-hmm. all of that stuff in our tickets, and
so on.
He's
good at that, isn't he?
He's very good, and he was very nice to work with.
And then Mary and I were in charge last year of the silent auction, and so we've been working on that, and we've got some really neat things for our silent auction. Some are homemade things. Pat Wilson, one of our members, her husband makes decorative birdhouses, and so there's going to be a decorative birdhouse, a quilt, jewelry, pocket purses.
I can't even begin to say, but the people of Knoxville have been very good to give us things for the silent auction, and we really appreciate Knoxville. That's why we've shopped local, and we can't say enough thanks for the people that have responded and helped us out, whether it be for door prizes, silent auction, whatever we needed, and they let us post in their windows. And I learned something about the stores downtown because we walked through a lot of them that I hadn't really been in a lot myself. Like Founders, for example, has all different people that bring different items into the store. So we found out about all those, and some of those people have donated to us too. I'll just use them as an example.
But, well, that's great. And so for people that don't know the silent auction, probably everybody knows the silent auction, right. But you'd see the stuff on display, mm-hmm. and then you get to write down your
write
bid.
Your
you
bids.
Bid each
yep.
other.
And
on,
then at
on
the
paper.
End of the, like 12:30 or so, probably that day, we'll announce who has gotten the bids. We give them usually a little bit of time after the style show to finish up if they want to outbid someone on an item, and we had some of that last year, and then we'll announce it that day with they'll be able to take them home with them then, what they bid on.
And all for a good cause.
Right. Yeah, everything goes to our projects, and last year we gave things to CODI, we gave it to the Program for Continuing Education, our Star Scholarship recipient, CODI College. Our silent auction things actually all went to CODI College last year. So we spread it out between all of our different projects that we have.
And I think that's why we were so lucky when we wrote for a grant for these people and for the loans. We had to help them a lot with the paperwork. I didn't do so much because I haven't done that before, but I've learned a lot. Susan has done a lot of that. But for those kids that finish their education now, we're so proud of them. That it's because of this money that we sent in after we made the money that they were able to get the help that they
continue to honor our people that we have put up for these awards. That shows that we're caring about the organization enough to make sure that we don't just turn in names, that we also help give back to the projects. And that's the whole purpose of our fundraiser, is to help give back to our projects because they've been so wonderful to help local girls, women, to pursue that education that they so desperately need to be able to have a good job. We've had one gal that got through and is a preschool teacher at Stepping Stones, wanted to stay here in Knoxville. The second one got her nursing degree and took a job at Knoxville Community Hospital, so she stayed local. And our current recipient finishes her degree in November, and she's been offered a job teaching for the semester, finishing out for someone at Twin Cedars. So wow. We're keeping these gals around the area, which we feel is important too.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Susan Hicks and Mary Kiefer with the PEO.
Do you have a fundraising goal that you're shooting for, that you're hoping to raise this year?
I guess we really had no idea last year. We were just hoping to pull it off because it was the first time we ever did it. But we really surprised ourselves with how we did, and I don't know.
We'd like to. I guess our goal is maybe to have 150 women attend, or women. And we've had one woman that wanted to bring her husband, and we said, fine, that's great. You know, so she says, well, maybe it'll get started that some of the men would like to come also. So we'll see how that goes. So, but our goal kind of is 150 for this year. To increase it by 40 people would be really nice.
Well, and I guess guys can show up. It's our daughters and sisters, yes, and granddaughters, and mm-hmm, we want to help them just as much. Right. I guess we should be there, huh?
Yeah. The only thing, you know, it tends to be more for a woman if they like a style show, but this guy loves to do shopping, and so we said, yep, that's great, come along. So hopefully we'll start something new there. So, and our silent auction items are not just things for women. We had coins last year. We had bird feeders last year. We had meat platters from Hormel. Just lots of different
things. A wonderful
gift
basket from 3M. I mean, and this year we've even stretched out a little more. We have some more to pick up yet. We haven't collected everything yet, but from all Knoxville places.
Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum gave us a picture of a sprint car driver, and
even Farm and Home is going to give us something, and we tried to hit as many as we could of the places just to advertise them. I think it's good advertisement for them too to see that people like to shop local.
Well, and they get to help our young ladies mm-hmm get the education we want them
right
to have.
Right.
Well, this must be rewarding for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, today I received an email. My husband called me. He says, what's your email address? And the girl that received it this year received quite a bit of stuff that's going to get this teaching job, just emailed me and wrote me a big thank you. I had sent her a good luck note for passing her boards. She has to pass a board for education now. They have to take a test. And she passed that part of it, the biology part of it. So has a little piece of it left to go, but she wanted me to pass it on and thank all the members for all the support. She goes, I get choked up every time I think about it. She said, and she's going to speak at our luncheon this year too, but she said, it's just, I would never be where I am right now if it wasn't for our help. So that made me feel really good. I actually had that girl as a student, and so did mm-hmm Susan.
So did I. And it's something that I know has been going on for a long time. You know, PEO started back 1900s, and our projects, like 1907, we've had the loan since 1907. And the Program for Continuing Education started in 1973, when we kind of saw the need for the fact that some women got married right out of high school, started a degree, and then had kids, or for some reason couldn't finish it. And the Program for Continuing Education allows them to go back and finish that degree so that they can be marketable in the workplace.
Thanks to Susan Hicks and Mary Kiefer for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.